Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this dude in Southampton, right, last weekend, cuts my mum up on the avenue in Southampton in the car and gets out and starts screaming abuse at her. What a rude man. So we've been calling him this week. All I want is an apology. We got his number because he had one of those car for sale signs in the back window. So he's not said sorry yet. That's all I want. Then I'll leave it. We thought today maybe he could do with some anger management just to calm him down a bit. Now, do you remember ages ago, Laura had these self-help CDs? Do you remember our favourite self-help woman, Susan Jeffers?
Yes.
Susan has these audio books out, which Laura was listening to for a while, designed to help you find your inner peace.
I want to introduce you to a secret, unexplored place deep within your being. I suggest that the next time you find yourself performing any task, you focus on the possibility of that moment bringing you intense joy and satisfaction.
I thought it might be a good idea for Susan to call the car man and, you know, maybe turn him into a nicer person who doesn't swear at harmless ladies like my mum. It was worth a go, wasn't it?
Hello?
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 Hello? I'm Susan Jeffers.
And?
Feel yourself in your chair. No need to rush. And stretch. And just feel the deliciousness of your power.
Nope. Are you feeling yourself in your chair, then?
I was doing as she said, yeah.
I called him again.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is it, then?
I'm Susan Jeffers.
What do you want, then?
I suggest that each day you do something that widens your comfort zone. How do you do that? One small or bold stroke that will make you feel great once you've done it.
Oh, I don't like him even more now. He's not taking this seriously
at
all.
He's laughing at Susan, isn't he?
Right, again.
Hello?
Hello.
I came upon the secret place, quite unexpectedly, many years ago in New York City, as I was riding in a bus. It's at this point you may be asking, what are you talking about, Susan?
Now, what I'm thinking about is what you're doing on my phone. How about get lost?
Now, you see, Susan works for me. I feel calm as soon as I hear her voice, but obviously not him.
Don't think she's ever had a more difficult customer.
And again.
Hello?
Hello.
Off.
Podcast.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
Simone.
Hello, Simone. How are you today?
I thought I should come on the radio and do a public apology to Vernon Key.
Oh, no. What have you done to him?
Well, I met him last night in a pub, but we'd been out for a few hours and I was a bit drunk and I think I made a total idiot of myself.
Oh, Simone, what are you like?
I'm ashamed.
Right. What, can you remember anything of what happened?
Well, we were sat in the beer garden and somebody came out and said, oh, Vernon Key's in there. So we got all excited, me and my friend Sarah. So we ran in and, you know, you do this sort of walk past on the way to the toilet to make sure it is. And then we came back and got pictures taken. But then afterwards, I went back and just wouldn't stop talking to him. I don't even know what I said.
Oh, no. I know what you mean about that walk back and front from the toilet, though, because Laura did that about 20 times with Danny from McFly once. To the toilet, back. To the toilet, back. Yeah, it's definitely him.
That once happened to me in a pub as well. Somebody walked past me 20 times and I thought I'd been spotted and then realised I was sat under the curry board special.
Oh, no. So, do you want to apologise now?
Yeah, but I think I need to apologise to Comedy Dave as well.
Why?
Because, well, apparently he was with him, but I didn't know.
Okay,
so
well,
I just totally ignored him, and then later on, somebody said, oh, that was Comedy Dave, and I was like, what? So everyone's pissed on Vernon for pictures and that, and poor Comedy Dave, nothing.
He's used to that, don't worry about it. Yeah, he's quite happy with that.
Yeah, he's fine with that. It happens all the time. Okay, well, yeah, it's all yours. Do your apology.
Okay, well, on behalf of myself and Sarah, Vernon, I want to apologise for whatever I said or did to you last night. But thank you for taking pictures. That was nice.
He's a nice man.
He is a nice man.
Can I ask you, Simone?
Yeah.
Did he at any point go to the loo?
Yes.
Vernon, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's obviously him then, isn't it?
Why?
I've got the Wicked Whisper page here. Which radio DJ pooped his pants after a heavy night on the booze? The loudmouth left the offending unease on the toilet floor.
Oh, my God.
Of a pub, much to the horror of the person who went in after him.
There we go.
There we are.
That's solved. It.
Case closed.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Joe Wiley has got me again.
I still don't know really what she's done.
I thought we'd called a truce on this now. She's getting good, though. I have to give it to her.
You think she's up to the game, don't you? You said it before.
Now, I was told to call Joe just before the show went on air this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak was in cahoots with Joe, it turns out, all along. And I was told that Joe wanted to talk to me about my appearance on the National Lottery last night.
Yeah.
And I was told that she was going to be very nice about it. But she was about to get on a train, so she wanted to record our chat so we could play it out later, right? So I thought, yeah, all right, then that's fine. And this is what happened.
Hello?
Hi, it's Scott.
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, okay?
Actually, hang on a second, I've just got to do something. Sam's here, talk to her for a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Sorry, 20 minutes, trying to get a shoe on, just getting dressed. You okay?
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, hang on, here she is.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Alright, leave me a message after the tone.
You cow. That was really confusing. Oh, I'm so stupid.
That was really elaborate of her to get her producer involved and everything, wasn't it?
Only yesterday we were talking about people who have those hilarious answer phone messages where on the message they go, hello, and you answer hello back because you're thinking you're talking to them, but it's actually a recorded message. And she's recorded one specially. Listen again, they've done it in the street, right? And her producer was involved, yep. Getting dressed. Why did I fall for that?
Hello.
Hi, it's Scott.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, okay?
Actually, hang on a second, I've just got to do something. Sam's here, talk to her for a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Sorry, 20 minutes, trying to get a shoe on, just getting dressed. You okay?
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, hang on, here she is.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, leave me a message after the tone.
You cow.
You say that with real venom at the end as well. Who's trying to put their shoe on, though?
In the street. It's Sam, a producer. But why would she be doing that? Why did I fall for it? Oh, apparently I just said I've got to give it to Joe Wiley. There we are. It's my own innuendo bingo.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More concern from our listeners today about the welfare of Paolo Nutini.
Really?
Remember, a couple of our listeners have been saying that he was wasted at a couple of his gigs.
And he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. There was a statement from his manager, Brendan Moon, who says him being drunk is absolute nonsense. They're completely denying it. After a performance last weekend in Swindon, where Paolo was heard to be kind of slurring his words a little bit and some people left after just three songs. Anybody who's seen Paolo before knows it's just the way he speaks, says his manager. He's not a brilliant public speaker, but then he doesn't pretend to be. Oh, what a brilliant manager he is. Oh, thanks very much.
I think he might have just made things worse.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Sarah.
Hiya, Sarah. Where are you today?
I'm in Doncaster today.
Okay, have you got something about Paolo?
Yeah, I went to see him last Saturday in Doncaster, and he was definitely really drunk. He was swigging out of a bottle between every song and you couldn't tell the word he was saying when he spoke.
Well,
that bottle could have had water in there, couldn't it?
I don't think so, the way he was. It definitely was drink. It wasn't just the way he is.
He's allowed to have a drink on stage.
Well, yeah, but he'd obviously had quite a lot before he went on stage as well as that.
Yeah, I can see that. Stage fright.
Yeah.
Do you get stage fright?
God, yeah.
Before you go?
Yeah. Radio 1, hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Nikki.
All right, what are you saying?
He was quite drunk when I saw him in Bristol a few months ago as well. I think he'd had a few too many buds.
Right.
But he was still very good. Sounded very, very Scottish and very difficult to understand, though.
Yeah, but I've got a statement here from the manager, right?
Yeah.
Saying him being drunk, absolute nonsense. It's just the way he speaks. He's not a brilliant public speaker, but he doesn't pretend to be. That is the statement from his manager.
Debatable, that one. He sounded Scottish when he was singing as well, though, and he's meant to be a performer.
He sounded Scottish, did you say?
Very Scottish in his singing as well.
Yeah, but that's because he's Scottish.
I know, but he was slurring his words when he was singing as well.
So you're calling me up to complain that Paolo Nutini sounded a bit Scottish?
I'm not complaining, I'm just commenting that he sounded really, really Scottish. More so than on his album, anyway.
Well, that doesn't mean he's been drinking.
It just means that he's from Scotland.
He was slurring as well.
Right. You're a bit weird. But I love you. Bye. Scott Mills. 1-1. Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.